President Donald Trump's administration briefly paused U.S. weapons shipments to Ukraine, but then quickly resumed the deliveries. The move is reigniting questions about the future of American military aid to the embattled democracy. President Trump campaigned on the promise he could end the war in 24 hours, and the brief delay highlights the differing factions within the Republican Party. Some want to keep supporting the U.S. ally, while others want to cut off aid altogether. With no new weapons or financial packages announced since Trump took office, concerns are growing over how long previously approved shipments will last and what the administration's next move will be. The White House hasn't officially confirmed the pause, but sources say internal disagreements over U.S. policy played a part. As Trump's White House weighs how much, if any, support should continue, critics from both sides of the political aisle say cutting military assistance could hurt Ukraine's position in talks with Russia. Ukraine's military dealt with the effects of supply disruptions before, and again, soldiers on the front lines report months without receiving critical armored vehicles, ammunition, and air defense systems. Delays in Congress during the Biden administration and internal White House debates stalled key shipments, leaving Ukrainian forces outgunned and vulnerable. The Institute for the Study of War reports in late 2024, Russian forces were advancing by about 20 square kilometers per day, reclaiming previously contested territory. Military analysts caution that aid alone does not determine Ukraine's success. However, Pentagon officials acknowledge without continued U.S. support, Ukraine could face further setbacks. Shipments approved during Biden's term are still arriving. They're late thanks to the congressional backlog, and then a flurry of approvals by Biden in the last weeks of his presidency meant there was more to move than could be moved. Officials now say a significant portion of the aid promised last year never arrived. As of January, the Pentagon said 89% of critical munitions and 94% of anti-armor systems were delivered. The Trump administration has not clarified whether it will continue sending weapons to Kyiv. Trump's Ukraine envoy, General Keith Kellogg, declined to comment on future aid, saying only that leverage is critical in negotiations. Ukraine is worried the shift in policy could weaken its ability to defend against Russian advances.